trust your faith to show you the truth. My status is changing, there's no more decline. I'm on my way to better days.
Can you say that?
Status is changing,
and there's no more,
there's no more decline.
I'm on my way.
Hello, great listeners out there. My name is Ekundayo E. Olorundari of the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Dew of Heaven, Hoshejos. I'm on your darling station, Redeemed 93.7 FM. You are here because I know without doubt that your status is making steady progress, whatever that means to you, but I know something good is coming your way by the grace of God. This is the Young Adults, Singles and Married. We meet every 5:30 p.m. on Saturdays. Our topic for this course is the enemy of a healthy relationship. The enemy of a healthy relationship, if you will, you could say an enemy of a healthy relationship. Because there are several enemies, so we might be looking at just one of them to help you avoid certain collapse of your relationship. But I believe something great is coming your way. Get your friends, get your brothers, get everyone around. And I promise, under God, your home will be better for it. Yes, there are healthy relationships that must be guarded jealously against marauders, meaning there could be unhealthy relationships. That these relationships are unhealthy, certain factors were involved that made them to become unhealthy. And or if your relationship is healthy, you need to guard it jealously. You remember the good book, the scripture says, hold that which you have tenaciously like a bulldog, lest no one take away your crown. That means whatever crown means to you, crown can be taken away. Relationship that hitherto was good can become very, very bad. Today, we may only look at an aspect that is innocently dangerous. I don't know how best as to put it across to us, but innocently dangerous, maybe like an oxymoron, or is appearing a bit antithetical, which is loving one and liking the other. Loving one and liking the other. Loving one and liking the other. Certainly you will enjoy this bit. How do I love one? How do I like one? Now, I have not said you hated anybody, but loving one and liking the other could just be a platform where hatred could brew. And then the tea may not be so comforting when you have that. So please get your friends once again, your family members, your parents, whoever you have around, well-wishers. And then sit around your radio set and let's have a good cruise. Now, the truth is, no matter how much you love your spouse, an external relationship that has an internal link is a formidable force. Any day, you may want to find out that there is usually an internal, external relationship. External that affects internal. Internal that may affect or has a link with an internal relationship is usually a formidable force any day. So, in looking at marriage, in looking at relationship, what am I to guard against? Maybe you need to guard for this. You need to protect this. What do I need to discover to know what I need to recover? Maybe there are lost grounds that I may need to quickly get. So, the way you manage this external internal factor remains a pendulum that can swing you in the direction of your choice. The way you handle it remains a pendulum. You know, it could swing to any direction, which is why managing life is more important, maybe more important to some of you than life itself. Every one of us, we have life, but how do we manage the life itself? How do we get to manage life itself? And many people fail in the management, so they waste resources. So it might not be that your wife is bad. It might not be that your husband is bad. It might not be that your in-laws, your parents-in-law, brothers, anybody been bad. It might just be that you don't know how to manage to your own advantage. I give you a quick one. Salt is good. And everybody knows that salt is good. You use it in the kitchen, but it must be managed. There's a measure you need to use per time, and that measure is not forever. That is, it has to be one spoon. You could have something bigger. Relationship, as they get bigger, you get enlarged in your relationship, in your marriage, you might need to increase the measure of salt or the number of cubes of Maggi and the rest of them. For you to have said, my parent taught me that I should not exceed more than a cube of Maggi or of seasoning or of whatever that you will make your life better. That may not be right. Between you and your husband, a cube may just be good. But by the time it becomes an entire family of six, an entire family of four, an entire family of eight, or maybe some friends are coming to visit, or you need to cook for church or for an organization or for a group of friends, one cube may just not be enough. So you need to understand how this interplay of management. And so it's quite important. But once you learn the art of maneuvering called personal responsibility, because sometimes when we don't take responsibility, we pass the buck, we shift blame to others, then it becomes a problem. But once you learn to manage this art of maneuvering called personal responsibility, then there is hope. It will interest you. I don't want to sound a bit political, but you know, in there's one country, number four can just become number one if your name is Hope. So you could have hope in your relationship. When you have hope in your marriage, then what you thought was not there before now could just begin to come up, and things begin to work in the direction you like. So let's look at the first thing first, which is the gist. Your in-laws, parents-in-laws, brothers, sisters-in-law, must be well managed. I know many people wish that they are dead, the same way people are wishing you to be dead. So you had better begin to sow good things into your future. And you have come to live with them. How do I manage this group of people that I have as my friend, that I have as my mother, my father, my brother, my sister? For instance, if your parents-in-law love their child and merely like you, then you need help to survive and thrive in that relationship. If your parents-in-law love their child and you know that they love their child but merely like you, then you need help to survive or thrive in that relationship. As a matter of fact, it is a deeper trouble if an in-law believes in their relative that happens to be your spouse than yourself. It's a bigger problem, it's a bigger challenge, which is why you need to learn certain aspects in relationship to know why certain things don't work. Remember, we are talking about the enemy of a healthy relationship on your platform, the young adult. Now, to love is to cherish a person in spite of his or her inadequacies. All right? To love is to cherish a person in spite of his or her inadequacies. There is a deep sense of responsibility towards that individual that you love. It is not because he gave you money. It is because of who he is, not because of what you think he is. But to merely like is to celebrate the happy hours without recourse to life's vicissitudes and its negative distractions. And those things abound. For instance, if a man gives parents-in-law money, of course the man will be a good person and they should like him. But if he doesn't have to give, will they still love him? And so it's important we know when certain things begin to come into your home, begin to think and reason and lay your bed and begin to think, how do I want to lie on this bed? That is how you want to prepare the bed. But some people say, my dad loves me. You know, I'm the only son of his. My dad loves me. I'm the only daughter of his. And the rest of the story. If the kind love your dad has for you is not sent to be shared with your spouse, there's a problem. And that problem, both of you may not be able to solve it by the time it has grown so big, which is very, very crucial. When a mother-in-law or a father-in-law loves their child, but merely likes their son or daughter-in-law, it is not good for your relationship when it comes to healthy living. Because their daily wish may wash away your life. How is my daughter doing? How is my son doing? And every time they want to call him, they want to call her, they just don't know how the other person is faring. That could be an enemy of a healthy relationship. I'm starting on this note because I know there are several things you think are your enemies, or the way you even view those in-laws, your brother-in-laws. It is management. Get to know how they're relating to us and then sort it out. Sit down, maybe with your mother-in-law, with your father-in-law, with your brother-in-law, and let them know. Pose an attitude that both of you, your wife or your husband, you are one, and together you want to do this job and make things work. They truly hope their own child will just be fine at all times, no matter what you go through to make that happen. Somebody is doing the laboring. Somebody is reaping the harvest or enjoying the beauty of the harvest. That will be energy sapping. It's just a question of time. The simple reason why some relationships lack enough nutrient to sustain the semi-parasitic elements of envy and high liquid jealousy is because of these things we are talking about. A parasitic element. Somebody just said, please take care of my son, who is the only son. And that person said, please take care of my daughter, who is the only daughter. It cheapens the interest of whichever party. But when an in-law freely calls a daughter as his own daughter or her own daughter, or calls an in-law freely as, you know, this is my son, it makes the relationship better. That means whatever an in-law needs, they can subject it on the table and life moves on. Do you know why some ladies have to hide some money from their husband? Take 10,000 naira, buy some stuff in the market so that all of us can eat, and then we do one or two things. And then out of the 10,000 naira, you think you are saving up certain money, maybe 2,000, a percentage that is altogether not saved. All right? And that 2,000 naira is what you are hoping to send to your mom because you know that she should need money at that time. If you have discussed that at home, your husband may give you more than that. I hear somebody saying, who told you? Well, I know love tells me that if indeed you are able to subject that on your table, things just get better. I remember a story told of how a man said, let's go visit mommy. He just said mommy, and you know mommy can form a generic nomenclature sometimes. Let's go visit mommy. Mommy is not feeling too fine. He said, why not? But let's pick one or two things. And then the lady picked one or two things, like the husband had said, but having a notion that it was actually the husband's mother. But instead of going to the husband's mom, they turned towards the wife's mom and said, where are we going, darling? He said, honey, we are going to your mom's place. Your mom is under the weather. You know, your mom is not feeling too well. She's off color. And then this wife now bust. Say, why should you do that? If it is my mom, we should pick some things extra. Now, that's a problem. It is when issues are not properly managed, that is why you have, I am of Paul, I am of Apollos, I'm of Jew, I'm a Jew, and, you know, and all of the rest of the story. So you need to sort out things so that your life can be better and it will not become an energy-sapping element. And to you, dear couple, can I please beg you, especially the young couples, when your parents only call you without calling your spouse, maybe not calling your wife, not calling your husband, you should find out. When your parents only call you without calling your spouse, it might mean a mouse is troubling your house. And you know, you may not be able to sleep. There's the spouse, there is the mouse, then there is the house. So when you are able to deal with the mouse, then the house turns to a home. So be the bridge before something strange start brewing against your home. Something terrible, something horrible start brewing against your home that you may not be able to manage. Sometimes I even think that it is simpler than the way we think it. Your dad has just called you. I decide to hinge and stay on the subject call. Just decide to call you. I say, why not? How's your husband doing? Very well. Or say, how's your wife doing? Very well. And then she drops the call. The next time your dad wants to call you or your mom wants to call you, it won't be a bad idea if you give the phone over to your husband or to your wife, whoever that individual may want to do. Which is why I've always understood life to mean the way things should be. Especially to you, because you are just starting your own life. You should be able to graduate into greater dimension of understanding how your life should run. Let your parents know that now you're married. You are not driving them away. You are only saying that you want to build a home that is good enough, and then you are representing them. You are a daughter, you are a son. You want to be proud of these parents of yours any day, any time. Can I please beg our parents-in-law too? This is also very, very crucial. Parents-in-law out there, I know you are doing your best, trying to pamper your children, trying to know the well-being of your child and the rest of them. But you need to understand that the well-being of one is the well-being of the other. If one is not feeling fine, it doesn't matter what you pump into your own child. That other one will sap it. For example, if you are hoping that your child will be fine, it doesn't matter what happens to the spouse. Whatever nutrients you supply to that child, the energy sapper will sap it away from that individual. So it is very, very key. Both of you need to know, maybe as a parent, maybe as a brother, as a son, as a daughter, whoever you may be, please help your loving dad, help your loving child, you know, as the case may be, you know. Don't love, as a parent now, don't love your child at the expense of his or her spouse. That would be a disease and a very horrible one that the doctor may not be able to help any day. Until you get to a level playing ground of only them both. You know, I don't know how they got married that you think that your own daughter is better than you, somebody's son, or your own son is better than somebody's daughter. You know, your own child is to be preferred than somebody else's child. That's a wrong notion. Whether she's coming from a royal family, and as a matter of fact, who is not coming from a royal family? I remember my dad told us the story how that we are royal in our own family too. As at that time, growing up as a little boy, we had a thatched roof. Thatched roof. Do you know the meaning of that? They used grass to roof our house. And by all means, my father insisted we are from the royal family. I don't know whatever he meant. Later in life, we joke with that all. So everybody is royal. Something good is flowing in the blood of this lady that you are calling. Maybe she's not royal. That she's not first class chief. Who gives first class chief? It is even God that has given this individual first class blood. Because the blood that is running in the vein through the veins of this individual is not cheap. It is the life from God. And that makes him royal, because God is the King of Kings. So everybody needs some kind of honor. So please, parents out there, I'd like you to know, once your child gets married, both of them, the children now, the child of the other person and your own child, forming the children, they become your own. And you must treat them so, so very well. So genuinely love them both. That's the bottom line. Love them both very, very genuine, so that they can enjoy a healthy living. If only your child is fine and the spouse isn't fine, it remains a huge challenge. I said it earlier. By the way, what makes you think what makes you think that loving your own child makes it anything special than the other person's child? And yet they are both married. And you know, when they are both married, that is where A equals B and B equals A. Any day they are joined together. Your child is not better than another person's child. That even they are married, it means that marriage is a leveler, has brought both of them in the same place. You must understand, as their parents in law, until both are seen to be of equal value to you. Equal value to you. That means you must have a great virtue in relating with them as of equal value to you. You might never be a plus to the family. You see why we bind the devil that is innocent. Remember how we started, that certain things can be innocently dangerous. Now, this is just about relationship. How to handle this or what or who. When you learn all of this, your life just becomes better and better. Well, there are several books that could be of help to your relationship that I have been privileged to author, to write. One of such, several of them really, we have Marriage Not a Mirage, that we unravel to you the need to understand the nitty-gritties of getting into marriage. It goes beyond sex. It goes beyond what money can buy. Marriage Not a Mirage. We also have His Vision, Her Mission. There is the particular one I recommend for you, The Enemy Within. And several of them, Money, A Familiar Stranger, The Battle of the Heart, Amazing Grace, and so many things, Understanding Fatherhood, The Mystery of Healing. Several of them will teach you how to go about life issues. Many times, it is because you have not properly related with your parents-in-law that is throwing you into a problem. If you can lay hold on materials that will help you, why not? Please do that. You can get that at the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Dew of Heaven, Wholesale Joss. You may also want to find out if you're in Joss at Modern Bookshop, Rampant Street. Also in Joss, you can get that. You can get some of those books. It will help you. Learn to manage your life. It's about your home. Nobody is saying you can't relate with your mother. Nobody is saying you can't relate with your father. Of course, I had one. I mean, he left, and God is still right. My mother too left, and God remains eternally right. Okay, but I have a wife who happens to be my mother and a companion, a partner, I must say, without doubt. So somebody trained her up to that level, which means we are already sowing into our future for children and also for children unborn. Parents out there, learn to see those children as your own and treat them equally. Breed into them, invest into them both, and let them understand that they have you as their enjoyment. It's an enemy. I just gave you one aspect, and I want you to properly meditate on that, because it's going to help you forever. Incidentally, tomorrow, which is Sunday, I'm going to be taking you on a special topic about relationship. We call it the laws of relationship at the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Dew of Heaven, number 14, Mission Road, Hoche, Joss. You can't miss it. RCCG, Dew of Heaven, Hoche, number 14, Mission Road, is behind First Bank by 7:30. Please make your way to the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Dew of Heaven. We are looking at something very peculiar. It goes beyond getting married. It's more than wedding. Some people think of wedding and then their life end up as welding. All right. But when you understand these laws, you will know that your relationship with your boss in the office, your relationship with a messenger or a manager or street urchins or whoever, matter deeply to your recovery and destiny. Thank you so much, I must confess, for taking out time to listen. But should you like to keep up with us before next time, which is going to be Saturday, 5:30, same station, Redeem 93.7 FM. You can like our Facebook page, The Young Adults, Singles and Married. You may also want to contact us through the phone number for maybe sponsorship. We have said something that blessed your life and you want a continuity on this platform and you want to be a blessing. Or it might just be totally some counseling session that you need. Some people are at the verge of giving up. You don't have to give up. Your status is changing. You may not like what is going on, but all things work together for good to them that love God and are called according to his purpose. So your life just going to be all right. Now, I give you a contact where you could call 080-6560-7693. 080-6560-7693. Until I come your way, same time, same station, please be your best within your rest. I am your regular host, Ekundayo Olorundare. It shall end in praise.